one of the problems that many people have is reconciling the supposed wonder and joy of Christmas with the humdrum realities of their lives. How do you do that? How do you take this Christmas message and make it real in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again as today we take another look at Christmas from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw ever closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. There is something incredibly powerful about business as usual. If you think about how your life has played itself out so far, I suspect that it's been 99% humdrum and about 0.5% of wonderful mountaintop joy and another 0.5% of tragedy and loss. Sure, some people seem to have better lives than others. Some are born rich, some are born poor. And very sadly, for some people, life is one long tragedy. I wish I could wave a magic wand and take all that away for those people who find themselves in that boat, but I just can't. And yet for most of us, most of our lives are occupied by the normal, everyday, business-as-usual monotony which consumes most of our time, most of our attention, and most of our focus. Am I right? But beneath that monotony, there is always, always, always a sneaking suspicion that there must be more. You've had that feeling, right? This sense that something's oppressing you, something's diddling you out of the sort of life that you think you should be living. There are, in fact, very few people on planet Earth today that don't have that feeling. I used to have it, but I don't have it anymore. I've always been someone who's tried to get out there and live life to the full, and all along, as hard as I tried, something was missing. Things weren't quite right, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I want to wind the clock back to what was going on in the history of Israel around when Jesus was born. Not just the history of the nation, but the lives of the ordinary people like you and me. In fact, there's a particular bunch of guys I want to focus on, because they, to me, exemplify this business as usual. But something was not quite right in their world. What am I yabbering on about here? I'm talking, of course, about the shepherds who were out watching their flocks by night. Now, no doubt you've sung the Christmas carol many times and heard their story many times. By the way, the fact that they were out there watching their flocks by night makes it pretty certain that Jesus wasn't born in December, Israel's winter. Average December maximums of 15 degrees Celsius or around 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and of course nights were quite a bit cooler. So in winter, they generally brought their sheep into town where there was a communal pen where they were cared for overnight. So even though we celebrate Christmas in December, it probably didn't happen then on the first Christmas. Anyhow, here were these guys living out their business as usual, tending their flocks by night. But they weren't living as free men. They were living as men in an occupied country. The Romans, of course, had occupied and ruled most of the known world back then. And in fact, the Romans had been the rulers for the last 60 or 70 years in Israel. Now, in the overall history of Israel, that's pretty short. But for those shepherds, it was all that they could remember. The Romans were tough taskmasters. And what made it even harder for the Israelites is that they knew they were God's chosen people. They knew they were meant to be free. And so they expected, kind of, sort of, maybe one day, for God to send them a king, a Messiah, as he was called back then, God's anointed king, in order to boot the Romans out and restore the kingdom of Israel, to set God's people free. After all, God had done it before. He'd set them free from captivity in Egypt. He'd set them free from captivity in Babylon. He'd set them free from the Seleucid Empire through the Maccabean Revolt only a century and a half before. That was their simplistic understanding of what should be going on. So there they were, business as usual. But something wasn't quite right. They were oppressed, and that simply wasn't the way it should have been. They were being robbed of the freedom, the life that they knew that they were entitled to as God's chosen people. Does that sound vaguely familiar to you? Does that sound like anyone that you know? Now, people back then were kind of expecting this Messiah to come. But when you and I use this term Messiah, we think of Jesus, right? That's not who they were thinking about at all. They were thinking more about a strong warrior king, someone like King David of old, who could muster an army, defeat the Romans, and set the people free. After all, isn't that what God had promised to David years before? 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. He said to David, "When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." So in effect, they were looking in the wrong direction for a saviour because they misinterpreted what God was on about. They thought they were going to get another King David. Again, a bit like, in fact, a lot like people today. That's what was going on in the popular consciousness of ordinary people, like those business-as-usual shepherds back then. And in many respects, it's what's going on in the popular consciousness of ordinary people today. People are looking for someone or something to set things right. They know life's not all that it should be, so they turn to money or career or reputation or luxury or holidays or friends, you name it. They turn to it, expecting it to make things better. But it never does. People have been looking in the wrong direction for a saviour for thousands of years, just like those shepherds. And then God breaks into this world in such power and with such might and in such a surprising way that we can't even begin to imagine what he's up to. In that region were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord." This Messiah, this Saviour, he wasn't what they expected him to be. He still isn't what we expect him to be. What are you expecting Jesus to be? As we roll inexorably towards Christmas yet again, what are you expecting to discover? Or are you so busy looking in a different direction that you're going to miss this amazing, surprising Jesus? Or are you running away, as I was for many years, because like the shepherds, I was kind of afraid? This idea of God breaking into history by becoming one of us is too startling and too incomprehensible to begin to make sense. Just listen with me quietly to what the angel went on to say to those startled, frightened, business as usual, confused shepherds. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And so when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. Seems to me that you and I, like the shepherds, have a choice. We can continue to get on with business as usual, stay in our field and ignore Jesus. Or we can go and check him out for ourselves. The only question that I'd ask is this. So how well has your business as usual worked out for you so far? The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you become all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read it, listen to the message, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change. It's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.